T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
But I'm focusing on the $86 million portion, the operations portion of the budget. That amount, $86 million, how much is that compared to last year's funding?
I believe it's, if we look at it, I have some information, there's a decrease in the amount of, we cut the police budget from last year. I believe it's by $3.6 million. And that's information I have from our staff. So we have a $3.6 million cut from last year's operating expenses. Over the last, I believe, the last 4 years, we've had a 6.6 reduction in the cost of operating the Buffalo Police Department. So we have seen a steady reduction in the police department budget.
In light of what happened in Minnesota and the protests stemming from that here, how difficult was it to vote to decrease some of that funding?
Well, I mean, it was really unrelated to that. We've been discussing the budget now for a while. The things that happened in Minnesota is evidence that there continues to be a race problem that continues against African Americans within law enforcement. I think that is evident by events that we have seen. The question is, how do we deal with some of those systemic problems with regards to race relations between the Buffalo Police Department and the African American community and community of colors? And that's something that we need to do regardless of this budget. Those are systemic problems, whether we have a big budget or a small budget, whether it's a big city, a little city, there are some systemic problems that we need to deal with regards to race relations. And we've committed to working, sitting down to develop policies and practical solutions to the problem of race relations with regards to the Black community and law enforcement, particularly the Buffalo Police Department.
There's one particular group, Black Love Resists and the Rust, asking that council members vote to cut the police budget here. Was the cut of $3 million or so dollars, was that already talked about and thought about and planned and agreed to before this vote today?
Oh, yes. This is something that the administration had sent down to us back in May when they sent us the budget. May 1st, I believe the mayor sent us the budget that included these cuts. Once again, it was the mayor's proposal, his proposed budget, to cut not only that department, but looking for cuts in other departments. We have a shortfall in our budget, and we have a shortfall. We're operating at a deficit right now as we speak, and we have to find savings. And there was thought of doing across the board cuts, not just to the police department, perhaps other departments. And that still may happen going forward if we don't get the stimulus money from the federal government. But this was proposed by the administration. It's unrelated to long before this event occurred. But every time we have an incident happen throughout the United States, tensions go and there's a mistrust of the police department as a result of that, and they're looking to cut police budgets. And, you know, we want to work with practical solutions regarding race relations and what can we do to improve them and mitigate chances of these things reoccurring in our community with regards to abuse of authority and police misconduct. We'll continue to work through this long after this budget, and we adopted the budget or passed the budget today. Now we'll sit down and have that conversations with different groups that are out there. We want to make sure that people can trust law enforcement, and we need to develop that relationship. So that is something that we committed to doing today. If it means allocating resources, allocating manpower, allocating training, whatever it is, to improve that and to lessen the chance that something like this would reoccur.
The budget itself overall, your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a very difficult budget. It's $519 million. It relies on almost $65 million in stimulus money that we're not sure we're going to get. So if we don't get the $65 million, if we don't get the casino money, which is $12 million, we'll have a $77 million shortfall. We have to somehow find ways to either cut, because the revenues aren't there. I mean, there's a shortfall in revenue. Our expenditures are higher than our revenues, and that's not sustainable. We're going to have to make some very tough decisions in the near future if we don't get that stimulus money. The same way, if the state doesn't get the stimulus money, their budget, their shortfall is going to balloon, and Erie County already has a $200 million shortfall as a result of, you know, the sales tax being down, the hotel tax being down as well. So everybody's looking at shortfalls right now, and the county is looking at a 13.1% cut across the board in each department. So, I mean, those are either cuts in payroll, cuts in services. These are the, you know, very difficult times, and we're reliant on the stimulus money right now. At least this budget relies heavily on stimulus money that we're not sure we're going to get. We're hoping that the federal government will see their way through to getting this money to the cities and municipalities.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.